Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Next week, the world celebrates the 47th annual Earth Day on April 22nd, 2017. And here in Duluth, it is a day full of arts with the annual Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop. There's music, food, and art for the whole family at the Duluth Art Institute, at the Washington Studios Artist Cooperative, at the UMD Open Studios and the Tweed Museum, and the Armory Fire Arts Center on London Road. Joining us to talk about Art for Earth Day is Lake Superior Art Glass owner and glass artist.
My name is Dan Neff. I'm a glass artist. I work with Pyrex glass and a flame typically, but delving into the world of hot glass or furnace work glass blowing as well.
And Lake Superior Art Glass is participating in Earth Day.
Yeah. Our location on London Road is in the Fire Arts Center, the Armory Arts Building, and we're collectively a stop on the gallery hop for Earth Day. In our studio, the Hot Shop, in particular, we're offering earth-friendly classes that day, and so all of the classes that we will offer use recycled glass. And when I say recycled glass, we can't take glass out of people's recycling and make artwork from it because it's a different type of glass. But what we're going to do is take all of our scraps. You know, we have projects that break or little parts that we trim off and things like that, and there's still pretty colors left in those pieces. So we're going to be taking those, crushing them down into small fragments, not quite as fine as sand, but kind of in between there, and using that to make our paperweights for our classes that day.
Oh, fantastic. Well, tell us a little bit about how did you come to glassware?
Yeah, I started with glass about 14 years ago now. I was a high school kid who was making hemp necklaces and buying beads and pendants from a friend who was an apprentice to learn glass blowing. And I said, you know, that'd be pretty cool to be able to make my own. Why don't you ask your instructor if he'd take on another apprentice? And he did. And the answer wasn't a yes immediately. It was actually a no. But he offered a community ed class, and I took that and was instantly hooked. And long story short, schmoozed my way into an apprenticeship with this artist. Started the basics way back then and taught myself while I was actually a student at UMD because there isn't formal education for the type of glassblowing that I specialize in. So did a lot of self-teaching and then took classes after my time at UMD and opened Lake Superior Art Glass in 2012. It really seems like a whirlwind. I can't believe we're coming up on 5 years here in another month or so. Yeah, now we've got a second location. So it's really just compounded, and the breadth of work that I make has reduced in variety, I would say. As I've grown as an artist, I've really figured out what I like to make and what I wanted to focus on. And that was something I knew a long time ago. Even when I started blowing glass about 2 years in, I said, you know, I want to master something in my lifetime, and I can't do it all. I won't master anything if I try to do it all. So I kind of gave up all my musical instruments. And aside from getting my college degree, since the time I was 19, I focused all of my energy towards working with glass and now growing this fantastic business that connects people to glass through classes and education.
Well, how fun is it to now stretch your wings with the new Hot Shop?
Yeah, exactly. That type of glass blowing is really fun. I've done it on and off just kind of for fun over the years. So I've got a great studio manager, Ryan Mell, who went to UW Stevens Point for furnace glass blowing because they do offer formal education for that type of glass blowing, just not the flame work that I do. So he's running the show down there, but I get to be down there, you know, maybe 20 hours a week or so and help teach some of the classes. And yeah, I get to work with molten glass on a bigger scale now, which is always exciting.
Are people welcome to come and watch?
Yeah, folks can drop in all day, you know, between the blacksmithing going on, Britta's open studio, and then our classes. We will be open and people can just come and go as they please and check it all out. And then at our downtown location for the Earth Day Gallery Hop, we are offering Earth Planet marbles. And so all of our classes that day, which I'll be teaching, will be basically to make your own planet Earth marble.
The Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop happens April 22nd, 2017 here in Duluth from Canal Park, Duluth Art Institute to UMD and beyond. The events happen from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Saturday, April 22nd. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.